This podcast contains strong language and adult themes from the outset. Right, Angie, I'm coming straight in with a question.
Do you know what? I love your questions, Pats. I really do.
Do you?
Yeah, it really sets me up. It sets me up good and proper. I'm ready. I am ready for the question to give you my answer.
Could you imagine learning English as a second language?
Oh, wow. Okay. This has gone quite sort of deep.
Because for me, people who do that are superheroes.
Yeah, but surely that, I mean, any language that's not your first language.
Imagine staring at the word yacht.
Yacht.
And just not giving up.
Yeah, I know, but I bet there's, like, with French, you've got all your feminines and masculines, haven't you?
Ange, imagine trying to explain to someone that something is shit, it's bad, but if it's the shit, it's brilliant.
Yeah, I know, but that's not even proper language, is it? That's
okay.
Just like, your jargon.
Okay, I've got another one for you.
Mm.
Every sea in Pacific Ocean is said differently.
Pacific.
Every single sea in Pacific Ocean makes a different sound.
Mm. Yeah, you got your C, you got your K, and you got your sh.
Sh.
Ocean.
Yeah. And it's just C-E-A-N.
Mm. And if you went down the rule of the C was actually only ever a K sound,
yeah,
it would be Pacific Okian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, why is naked pronounced naked, but baked is not pronounced baked?
Baked. Yeah, okay.
This is a major head fuck.
Mm. You are throwing me some quite good questions here, actually. That
I mean, we have three different spellings for the name Sean.
Yeah. Have we?
S-H-A-W-N, S-H-A-U-N, S-E-A. Sean, I mean, Sean Bean should be pronounced Seen Bean.
Seen Bean, yeah.
Like, honestly, if you've learned English as a second language, you are a fucking superhero.
Yeah, but I think, I hear what you're saying, but I think it probably applies across the board, because if you do take the whole masculine, feminines of French, that's always baffled me. Why some things lay and some things le?
I know, but
and Les, okay, actually here's spelt Les.
There's Les going there's down Les, on his bike.
Les masculine.
Les has gone on. Les is Les bike. Okay, here's a couple for you, right?
Right, yeah.
I am not content with this content. Both content and content are spelt exactly the same. If you read that and you didn't speak English, you would either read, I am not content with this content, or I'm not content with this content.
It is weird, isn't it? It is weird.
Excuse me, but there's no excuse for this.
Excuse me, excuse. Yeah. So it's just about like all your different, whatever sentence you're using the word in changes, but the spelling doesn't.
Yeah, and that is a head fuck. I'm also going to go back to the original statement. Imagine looking at the word yacht and just not giving up. Like, can you imagine if you're learning English and it's like the yacht was sailing by? The yacht.
It should be spelt Y-U-T, shouldn't it? Now that would be
yacht. Yeah, well, that would be yacht, wouldn't it?
What would it? How would you spell it then? Yacht.
Yacht.
Y-A-W-T?
Or Y-O-O-T?
No, that would be ute.
Ute, yeah.
I think it would have to be Y-A. Or maybe it's just Y-A-U-T. Because your A-U makes the all sound.
Yolt. Yolt sound. I mean, I've never thought about it before.
No.
But every sea in Pacific Ocean is said differently. That is weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it does mess with you, doesn't it?
I mean, Shakespeare has got a lot to answer for. That's all I'm going to say.
He absolutely does. Yeah.
Anyway. But I hear what you're saying about French, though. Masculine and feminine.
Your masculines, your feminines. Imagine, like, learning, like, I don't know, Mandarin or... I mean, that must be...
Yeah, seriously, obviously, Mandarin is a very difficult language to learn, but I do think, and also like, it's like, oh, can you get me a knife? Oh no, sorry, in our language that K is silent. Just so you can know. Oh no, if you're saying I don't know, it's not spelt N-O, it's spelt K-N-O-W. We put a random K and a W on the end of that word. Yeah. Sorry, confusing, I know. But
why do we do the silent shit? Why are we just not?
Oh, that, like, that why is the letter there then,
if we're not actually using it?
Do you remember when we all went to France as a family and Uncle Nigel bought a stinking bishop at the beginning of the week, and by the end of day two, everyone was like, oh God!
That cheese,
no Nige!
No one should be buying a stinking bishop.
No.
Nobody.
No.
There's no need for
If I have a bishop, I always like them to be well cleaned.
I want a clean bishop. Bought...
clean that bishop and bring him to my dressing room immediately. Patty.
Yes, Patty.
How do you feel that this is the last step of the season?
This season seems to have gone by really quick. Do you think?
So quick.
Yeah.
And we haven't had a single guest. Also, talking of guests, Ange and I a few weeks ago, we had Dawn French on, and Ange and I have just booked tickets to go and see Dawn. Dawn, if you're still listening.
Dawn.
We're going to go and see her in Woking, and yes. I actually can't wait.
Same. Called it Dawn French being a twat.
It's a massive twat. It's a massive twat. It's a massive twat.
I love that. I absolutely Me love too. That.
Ange, how do you feel about Glasgow?
Right. Okay. So I think what it is, right? I feel like Glastonbury is a bit of a... I find it's like a bit of an elitist thing. I know it's not, as in lots of people go to it and it's for like all ages and, you know, lots of families go and young people and older people. Mm. You know, I know that. But I feel like, basically, if you haven't ever been to Glastonbury, you are a lower form of human.
Agreed.
That's how I think Glastonbury people make non-Glastonbury people feel.
Ange.
Mm.
Have you ever been to Glastonbury?
No. Yeah.
Oh my
exactly.
God.
I know. I'm a lesser human
Pack
because I've never been.
Pack the car up. Pack it up, John. We're going. What? She's. You know, you went out to get a cup of tea. She's never been to Glastonbury. Fucking disgusting. You've never stood in a field and got rainwater into your wellies over your knees. Oh, no. My God.
No.
You've never watched the tents float away because there's been... My God.
I've never seen the actual pyramid stage and all that shit. I've never seen those
things.
Oh,
my God. Oh, my... I feel like I'm going to be sick. I'm going to be sick, guys. I'm just going to go and vomit over here.
It's weird, isn't it? It's just... I don't know. I sort of think, is it just me? Is it me kind of going, I've never been? I mean, I actually would quite like to go. I don't know if I could do a whole weekend.
I wouldn't want to go. No. Also, I think I'd cry if I went to Glastonbury. Honestly.
You absolutely would. Yeah, you wouldn't.
I think I'd end up stood in a field somewhere, feeling rank, looking a mess, crying my eyes out, going, I don't know where my tent is.
I think you would, actually. I don't think you'd manage it at all.
I need a poo, but that portaloo stinks. I can't go in there again. I did a poo in there yesterday. It was poo upon poo upon poo.
Yeah.
That would be me.
Kind of like to go just to say I've been and to experience it, but
people up who ask you, have you ever been to Glastonbury?
Yes, I have actually.
Have I ever been to Glastonbury? God,
I can't believe
do
you're
bears
that
shit in do birds do bears shit in the woods? Of course, do birds shit in the woods? I mean, they do as well, don't they? It works,
birds and bears.
Anyway, neither of us have ever been to Glasgow.
No, and I just feel like it's a bit rammed. It's a bit rammed down your throat. I'm at Glasgow. Everyone's at Glasgow. Have you been to Glasgow? Yeah. If you haven't, you're a bit of an idiot. I don't know. I just feel that's how I feel a little bit with it. Although I did see a bit of Kendrick Lamar's set last night, which did look
amazing.
Incredible. Yeah. So, you know, I get it, but I'm also a little bit like it's getting on my tits a
bit. Do you think Glasgow is our version of Coachella?
Oh, it is, yeah, for sure. But Glasgow is for sure better.
Mm.
isn't it?
Is it?
At least, yes, I think, for everything about Glasto that pisses me off a bit, which is actually more about the people than about than the actual festival.
Sure.
I think we just do all that stuff a load better. I think Coachella, and we've had this chat before, because it's in like California, everybody's got to look a certain way. It just feels a bit like fake to me, that stuff.
Mm.
And I'm not fussed about going to Coachella ever, anytime. Don't want to go. Mm. Unless someone wants to pay for me to go, then I probably will.
Sure, then we'll go. No probs.
But I would definitely go to Glasto if I had the opportunity, but I'm not going for the whole time. I'm not staying in a shitty tent. I'd want to be staying like in Babington House. That's what a lot of the celebs do, don't they?
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Go and stay down Ab Fab Babba's.
They stay at Ab Fab Babba's, you know, lavish, have the lavish, get driven in to the VIP bit. Oh.
Hello.
You know, that's Hello. What, that's the kind of thing I'd do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not camping.
Ange.
Patois.
We are off to Spain next week.
I cannot bloody wait, mate.
Have you sorted your summer wardrobe?
No, of course not. Haven't even thought about it.
Then shall we have a chat about Stitch Fix?
I think we absolutely should, because, I mean, the fact that we're going on holiday is one thing, but summer is, thankfully, right around, I mean, we've had some lovely days of recent, haven't we, Pats?
Oh, we've had some great days, Pats.
Great days. But if you're not prepped in your wardrobe, what are you going to do?
Exactly. You're going to go to stitchfix.co.uk/funny. When you get there, there's a fun style quiz and your personal stylist will then hand select 5 items just for you in your colours, styles and preferred budget.
They will indeed. And they will arrive at your door a few days later for you to try on and in the comfort of your own home. You know, you don't have to go to a shop. You don't have to fit in a little cupboard to try on some clothes. You can do it in your own home. You keep only what you love and you send the rest back. And to do this, you pay a styling fee of just £10 each time you order, which is deducted from the cost of anything you keep. If you keep all 5 items, you get 20% off.
You can schedule it at any time. There's no subscription required. Plus, delivery and returns are easy and free. With Stitch Fix, everything is selected with you in mind, making great style effortless for both women and men.
Now, I have to say, I have to agree with them. The whole delivery, the whole experience of like going on, doing your little quiz, them sending you stuff, you trying it on, going, actually, do you know what? I really like those 2 bits, but I'm not bothered about the other 3. Very easy for returns. Very easy, which is very important to me.
So it's so easy. You can get started today. You just go to stitchfix.co.uk/funny and get 20% off when you keep all 5 items. That's stitchfix.co.uk/funny for 20% off when you keep all 5 items in your fix. Don't delay. stitchfix.co.uk/funny. Here we go. Are you ready?
Le Big
Question. Can I just say something really quickly? Did you see that Kim Kardashian had a sound healing party?
Oh, God. Is that when they do... They have the sound boot, sound baths or something, isn't it? Is that what they do?
I couldn't work it out, but you doing that made me think about it. I wonder if that's what the sound healer goes around and does. With one of those like smoking things with crystals in, and they go, just coming close to you, open your chakra, open it up for me. Oh, there's some stuff in your chakra.
Oh, there's some stuff in your chakra.
Hang on a second, Jan. We got problems with the chakra over here, love. Come over. Come on. Oh, yeah. Oh, can you feel that in chakra? I would absolutely love to make out I was a sound healer and go and just take the piss. Somebody puts on a massive party. Me and you turn up. Janice, oh, you have got real problems with your chakra. Move, just lean back and forth with me. Oh, can you? Oh, I can feel that. Oh, that is. Oh, that's. She's never been to Glastonbury. She's never been to Glastonbury. She's never been to Glastonbury. As soon as you walk up to somebody, if you're a sound, you're like, I've got it. She's never really been to Glastonbury.
That's the problem. That's the problem with the chakras. Glastonbury.
But they do it with those, like, they get those, like, bowl things, don't they? And they put things around the bowl to make the sound.
Yeah.
And they all just lie there.
And they just walk around with
the bowls,
sound things.
Yeah,
there's a couple that I follow on Instagram, and they had one because they saw that Kim Kardashian did it.
Right,
they jumped on the bandwagon. Yeah,
and it was so weird. I watched their stories, and it was just people with like what looked like a funnel. I mean, you could just take a plastic funnel from under your bloody cupboard, man. And somebody was sitting there with their arms out either side of them in like a, you know, cross sort of shape.
Yeah.
And they were just like running this funnel under their armpits, over their head, under the other armpit, down by the crotch.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's doing jack shit, Matt.
Do you know what I think, Pats? I think, right, there's a whole ton of little comedy sketches we could have.
Oh, my God. So much.
Sound baths.
Oh,
your coffee dicks, people are ordering ridiculous things from the coffee shop.
There is so many.
There is a lot of shit that we could do little skits on.
We've got to do it. We've got to do it, Patty. The only thing is we just need to live closer together.
Mm. Why don't we do a bit in Viva España?
Oh, we absolutely should. We should get Mal. We could do the sound healing with Mal.
With Mal. We just find some shit in the cupboards that they've got there. You know,
just get a bit of the grass, bit of the pool water,
yeah,
bit of grass,
yeah,
and then set fire to it.
We make Mal drink it.
Yeah, drink that. It'll open your chakra right up, cop. Get your chakra open.
Mal will go for it as well.
Oh, Mal will be like, open my chakras, give it.
Yeah, they've been closed for years.
He'd drink it and go, crikey, my chakras are opening right up here. Our dad loves saying crikey, by the way. Anyway, look, we digress, although that bit was very funny. So, Alex, you've got to keep in. Anyway, you can tell us the last one of the season. I am hyper. We had a big question in from Lucy. This was an email. Yes, Lucy, getting in on the emails.
Yes, thank you.
This email says, hi, Patty and Angie.
Brilliant.
What is the alternative for when you ask a fella, are you a bum or a boob man? Been trying to think, is it bum or chest girl? I just don't know. From Lucy.
That is a very good big question.
I think it's, are you a penis or a bum?
I think that's really all you can go for, isn't it?
Penis or bum? Or legs? I suppose it'd be legs, would it?
I remember one of my very best friends, Hardy, shout out to the Hardy, she listens every shitting week. She loves a man with a good forearm.
Does she?
Yeah.
Because she knows she's been masturbating a lot.
When she said it, I was like, a good forearm. She was like, no.
You're looking out.
I'm telling you, you look at the forearms of a man, and that's a very good indicator of
their masturbation technique. What arm they use to wank, basically.
Are they lefty or righty?
Oh, I can see your left bicep is much bigger than your right. Left-handed, unusual.
No, but not the bicep. Not the bicep, it's the forearm. It's
what?
It's this bit. Yes.
What?
She looks at the forearms of men and hands. She looks at the hands as
well. Well, I think biceps is a good one. I think if a guy's got nice shoulders and like good arms, I feel like this sort of this higher torso, chest, neck, arm area. I mean, a good bicep. Oh my God, that can floor me in seconds. That opens me right up.
Okay, Pats, that can floor you.
That opens up your chakras. Get them open.
I think it's quite good when men are wearing tracky bottoms.
You like the grey tracksuits.
Well, because you can see more of what's going on in the pants.
Oh my God, Angie. Do you remember that thing went around on social media, like the grey pant challenge, where boys had to post a picture of themselves in grey joggers for that very reason?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Because grey joggers are the ultimate can see your bulge.
There you go. That is what I never knew about that, but I've been, I quite, if I see a man in a grey jogger, I think, hang on, let's
have a little look down there. That looks.
Don't you think? I think that is more attractive and more sexy than actually a man fully naked.
Look, the male form is naked. When you watch Naked Attraction, it's like, it just hangs there.
It's not attractive. Like, no.
And then the girls and you're like, oh yeah, nice breasts. Oh,
I'm quite interested in her vagina.
Oh, she's got great hips.
Oh, isn't
I'm quite interested in her vagina.
In her vagina. Hasn't she got a lovely sort of, you know, chest area? Mm. There's none. It's torso,
hanging thing.
Oh. Hang. Yeah. Done. Hanging thing and some sort of like chicken gobble thing behind it.
And also, penises just aren't particularly attractive, are they?
They're not.
Really?
They're not attractive flaccid and they're not attractive
hard.
Erect.
No.
Oh, no. Hard.
It's a
hard.
What?
It's just not. Like, if I've ever watched Naked Attraction, I'm always like, oh, God, that penis is just no.
It's just not nice. It's just not nice, Jess. I don't need to see it.
Nice. No.
Put your pants on.
Yeah.
And chuck on a pair of grey joggers.
And then.
If I'm more interested then.
I'll be like.
Because I think it's a bit of a like, oh. What is actually behind
it's
the tracking?
Mystery.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's slightly hanging. He hangs to the right. It's quite wide. It's quite thick. It's quite long.
And that's what I think is more attractive. Mm. You know, that sort of what is actually going on under the pants.
What is going on?
But then when you take the pants off, I'm like, okay, fine.
It's not
that fast now.
It's actually not what I envisaged it would be. This is a lot worse than what I envisaged, actually. This is a lot worse.
I actually preferred the fantasy.
Yeah, that was a much better vibe for us to go down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think...
So I like a trackie to look at the bulge.
But do you remember one of your very first boyfriends had exceptional legs?
Oh.
Like Jack Grealish, I would say, vibes.
I believe you're talking about Ross.
We are talking about none other than a Rossy boy. Ross sometimes listens, so Ross, if you're listening, we all thought you had incredible legs.
He did have very good legs. There and I do actually, think that is actually quite sexy.
There was actually a bit of Jack Grealish about Ross, I think.
Mm.
Similar sort of height and build, not a dissimilar sort of face. And his legs, and he was good at football. His legs, oh my God.
Yeah, they were very good. Yeah.
Ross in some shorts. Ooh.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Ross got away.
He regrets it now, though. I know that for a fact.
So he bloody should.
I know that for an absolute fact that he regrets. He would
Does
say,
he oh, now?
Yeah. Yeah, he regrets it. Big
well,
time.
Well, there you go. Rossy
Jody,
boy.
His wife, if you listen.
Sorry about that.
He does regret it. But yeah,
actually, I'm the one that got away.
Yes, I think he would definitely say that. Pete, you're the one that got away.
Wow, there we go.
There we go. I would say bum or bulge.
Bum or bulge.
Although legs, I do think there's lots of women who are very, very... Like, that's why women love watching football. Because they are very into the leg area.
Mm, the athletics.
I actually think it would be legs or bum. Mm,
I do like a bottom, if I can see a good bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good buttocks.
The buttocks. Yeah.
The buttocks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm quite into the buttocks.
Yeah.
I think buttocks, legs, and the trackies able to see what's maybe going on underneath. But yeah, I think that's what I'd go for, to be honest. Yeah. And obviously, Hardy would go forearm.
I can't get over that. Forearm.
I know. That forearm. I was like, what do you want about the forearm?
Yeah, that is
weirdo. Weirdo.
Weirdos.
But that, honestly, that felt good having a big question. We haven't done that for a while,
nice.
Have we?
It was nice.
It's nice. So please, guys, and actually, we should say a little thank you to those people that have used the email.
We've had loads
because
of emails.
We have. And it's really nice because, like you said, Pats, we can access that. Both of us, there's none like messages coming to me and not going to you and blah, blah, blah.
And you know, when you message somebody on Instagram, if you haven't messaged before, it goes into your requests. And so you've got to remember.
Exactly.
To, you know, with an email address, we can all see it. It's all there.
Yeah.
It, you know, it's good to go.
So basically what we're saying is, please continue to send us the emails.
Yeah.
Send us your big questions, because that, you know, that might make a bit of a comeback.
Might make a comeback.
Yeah. So findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com.
It's that simple.
Send us your shiz.
Talking of emails, Angie, do you want to read the email we had in from Nick?
From Nick. Yeah. And a great email in from Nick. Many thanks.
Great email.
Hey,
Nick.
Finding the Funny. I just wanted to be in touch to say a big thank you for the brilliant podcast. It's a total weekly burst of joy and sense in a time when not everything is joyful and sensible in the world. You're both brilliant. Well, thank you.
Thanks, Nick.
Right, he has sent us a racehorse, rock band, or porno for us to guess. Okay. Right. Now, we neither of us know what this is.
No.
Our main man, Alex, he does. So the one that he sent us through is Bodacious Tatas. Bodacious Tatas. I'm going to go racehorse.
I'm going to go porno.
Oh, but you're going to get this. I know you're going to get this right again now.
It's only because I've watched it. It's only because I've watched it.
You've watched the Bodacious Tatas.
And I tell you what, the forearms on the guy in that film. Oh, unreal. Rachel Hardy, if you've not watched it,
get yourself on that, love.
Bodacious Tatas.
But what, I mean, what is, what, I mean, I don't even know what.
Listen, Ange.
Bodacious Tatas.
It is the grey jogger of the porn world. It's just teasing you with a bit of mystery. It's just bringing something that you're like, oh, Bodacious Tatas. Is it going to be about
tatas
titties?
Is tits. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Have we got some bodacious titties?
Titties. Pat, for those of you that are only listen only and haven't seen any sort of vids, Pat is currently shaking her titties in the camera. Bodaciously.
Bodacious tatas.
I think, yeah, maybe I think you're going to be right. Yeah,
I think there's a certain I don't think it's a rock band. I definitely don't. I mean,
no,
it could
definitely
be,
not a rock band.
I'm not veering towards a rock band.
No.
But I do. I feel like, I wonder whether it's like Spanish or
like bodacious tapas. Maybe it's a sort of play on words. And the porno is Spaniards.
Last week we had dino porn. This week we've got tapas porn.
Yeah, but it could be, couldn't it?
Well, I think what happens in a film about, a porn film about tapas, is the guy will feel really good about himself because he's just surrounded by tiny food.
By tiny bits of salami.
Yeah. So if you put a tiny Snickers next to a penis, it's always going to look big, right? So if you put a tiny little bit of pepperami or salami,
tiny sausage next to a big,
all the women around the tapas table are going to go, "Oh, bodacious! Oh. This is bodacious.
I want the big one. Give me the big one.
Give me the bodacious." Yeah,
bodacious. Yeah, and that's why I think bodacious tapas works. Oh, I said bodacious tapas.
Tapas, because you've got that porn film in your head.
Yeah,
now.
I've got that in my head. But I think it could be like a Spanish horse or a Spanish jockey. Because I think going down the vibe of tapas.
Alex.
Okay, he's typing.
It's over to you.
It's a racehorse!
Yes!
Damn it!
Get it! I celebrated then. I thought, oh, God, no. It's a racehorse, Angie. It's 1-1.
Yes! 1-1, brilliant. I was so worried that I was going
to
go 2-0.
What a way to end the series as well. 1-1. Like, everything to play for when we're back mid-August.
Yeah, season,
everything to play
season
for.
Season 6? Series 6? Is that what I'm
next? Series 6. So it's 1-1. It stands at 1 apiece. Nick, that was a brilliant rock band.
Brilliant.
Racehorse porno. I was convinced it was going to be a porno.
Yeah, no, well. You know,
bodacious.
I was convinced it was a racehorse.
Tatas.
Nothing to do with tits or tapas.
So we, a couple of weeks ago, put up a box on Instagram, which was about telling us your secret. So a couple of the secrets that we had, this one I thought was really interesting. It was from a woman and she just put, I watch porn.
Yeah,
Maybe she's seen
Bodacious Tatas.
Bodacious Tatas.
Hmm. I think this is a really interesting one because there is this like taboo, isn't there, about women watching pornography? Like, why does that need to be a secret in her life?
Yeah. I don't know. Do you think it is still? I don't know. I think it is changing a bit that.
Oh, I mean, I
obviously
don't know.
Not for this woman. Do you not think?
No. I still think there is this. I still think there's this narrative of women shouldn't do stuff like that.
Yeah, I think there is a bit, but I think it is changing. I think even from the perspective of how much more now you see, particularly on social media, about, you know, sex toys and vibrators, and that you can, you know, women are sort of advertising that they use them, or, you know, that they like them, or what they get from them. And I think there is a bit of a taboo around it, but I don't think it's as much as it used to be.
Do you not think though that like sex toy thing is different to watching pornography?
The question is why,
but that's what I mean. I don't mean from me, I mean in society. I think even like women having sex toys, or, you know, the amount of men that still feel, I don't know, like if their long-term partner was to introduce sex toys in the bedroom, would feel inadequate, or like they couldn't do a good enough job, or like, I still think there's this thing of like, okay, maybe women might masturbate, like maybe that's something women might do, although I still think there's a big percentage of men that would be like, oh, I'm not sure about that. But I think women masturbating to pornography would be seen as something that is still like that sort of sex shouldn't be what women do. I do think there is still, and I think by the very fact that this person that messaged us has to keep it a secret in her life says to me, we haven't far enough.
I think you're right, but I mean, I'd be interested to know maybe how old this woman is, because I think it is probably more of a secretive thing that happens to maybe sort of like, I don't know, our sort of age or women of an older age. I think probably the sort of next generations that are coming through, younger women, I think probably are less secretive about it. Which is why I think there is a shift in how that's perceived and how women talk about it and whether they are open about it.
I think there's a like expectation that boys will get to a certain age and will just like devour pornography.
Oh,
and not all boys
definitely.
Do. But I still think there's a thing around girls that are like, well, girls don't do that. Like, that's not what girls do. And I think we have this like coming of age for men where it's like, you know, I'm going to look at girls in next to nothing. And look, I don't think as an adult watching porn, nobody should have any issue with that. I think young people engaging and watching a lot of pornography can become very, very, it can be distorting to their understanding of sex and relationships
and what that should actually be about.
And I don't think adolescents having access like they do to unfiltered, unregulated, free pornography is helpful or good for them.
No,
because their brain is still developing. And they,
I
think adult men and women, if that's the way that they become aroused and turned on, but I still think there is this narrative in society that's like, boys hit a certain age and they're going to just watch porn and that's all they're going to do.
Yeah.
But girls don't do that. And I don't know that we've moved the needle enough, really.
No, and I suppose anything like that does take time. It does take that sort of like, you know, women being more open about it, women talking about it, you know, me maybe being more of an example to my daughter and saying, actually, do you know what? It is absolutely fine for you to find out about your body and know what you like.
Absolutely.
And, you know, all of those sort of things, I think will only become normal the more that we as women kind of own that and talk about it and be vocal about it and not feel like we have to hide it at all.
I remember when I started following Love Honey on Instagram, and I don't know as well because we were raised in a Christian household and sex was something that wasn't talked about, and masturbation from the church narrative has always had a very bizarre like you don't do it like thing around it. But I remember when I started following Love Honey on Instagram, and I felt to start off with quite ashamed. I was like, oh God, I shouldn't be following this, because I think especially for women who have grown up in a conservative church narrative which yeah. is don't do that. You mm-hmm. like, I think that there's something so damaging for women mm. who are now, you know, whether I have a faith or not is irrelevant, but it, have explored their bodies. There is mm-hmm. so much that is still shame inducing around that narrative that definitely. Predominantly came from church, yeah. which was like, you yeah. shouldn't do it. You mustn't do it. It's not okay. Yeah.
No sex before marriage. Yeah. Like, and, no, you know, doing anything before marriage.
And you
basically.
Definitely don't masturbate like that. That, you yeah. know, that's the worst thing that you can do. And I think the thing is I think it's the shame that people feel. I think that's the thing for me that means definitely. That people keep it a secret. And I think
secret.
We've just yeah. got to accept and understand that there's no shame in it. Like, it, you know, no. it doesn't matter.
Absolutely not.
As long as no. you're safe and you're not doing anything that means that other people aren't safe.
That hurts anyone else.
And
or,
you
yeah.
have an understanding that it's a sex film and that sex in real life can or cannot be like that. But, you know, it needs yeah. to be mutual. And I think it's that I don't feel like we've fully got rid of is the shame mm. that perhaps some girls and women yeah. feel about engaging in that stuff.
Yeah, no, I agree. I hear what you're saying. And I think it is, you know, it's a real shame that this woman feels like she does have to keep that secret. And that is something that she wouldn't want people to know or yeah. wouldn't want to talk about. Yeah. And I suppose, you know, you just kind of think, well, hopefully in time or, you know, she might feel that she could share that with someone, that she could be open to kind of talk yeah. about it. But if not, then just enjoy the secret time you have.
Just to end the show, I've got a couple of would you rathers, Angie.
Yes.
People gave okay. me their would you rathers. Okay.
Would you rathers.
Would you rathers. This is a really good one. Would you rather read an envelope telling you your future or go back and live your favourite memory?
I'd go back and live my favourite memory.
I'd go future.
Oh, no. Yeah. I do not want to know. I do not want to know what's coming. I don't want to know. I'll just deal with that as and when I get there. I yeah. don't need to know anything about that.
Yeah.
I'd go back and say, I want to go and experience that again.
Would you have 5 minutes with someone you've loved and lost or 5 days as an influential figure?
Oh, 5 days with someone I've loved and lost.
100%. Absolutely.
100%.
No-brainer.
Yeah. I don't need to be influencing anyone with any shit.
Would you rather walk in and your parents having sex or have your parents walk in on you and your partner having sex?
Oh, good God. Oh, no.
I mean, both are shocking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
So either walk in on my parents,
you
know, or have
either
walk in
on Mal and Margs going at it or have Mal or Margs walk in on you and Ian going at it.
I think I'd rather Mal and Margs walk in on me because yes. I don't have that
you don't
awful
have that
memory placed in my head no. of Mal and Mars.
I think I would.
Away.
And also, as much as I would be a bit embarrassed, they would be more embarrassed.
Exactly.
There
yeah.
would be. Yeah. If Margs walked in on Matthew and yeah. I, she yeah. would want the ground
She'd go, I'm so sorry, Marty and Paddy.
Like, I didn't realise you two were filming Bodacious Tapas. What's all this small Spanish food around on the floor?
What's with all the little snack-sized paparami? Paparamis.
It's a bit of an animal. Would you rather have spaghetti for hair or sweat maple syrup? I'd sweat maple syrup.
God.
It doesn't smell sticky.
No, it's quite sweet, isn't it?
And
it,
I mean, it's sticky.
Sticky.
It's sticky.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's the unfortunate
if you were dressed,
part,
you'd
it?
Just be like slathered, wouldn't you? Just like, you yeah. wouldn't be able to, everything. You wouldn't be able to move.
So maybe spaghetti for hair is the
well,
better one.
Yeah. Be interesting when you try to blow dry it, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but you wouldn't have to, would you? That's
you
the joy of it.
I mean, I've yeah. sort of got spaghetti for hair.
Yeah. Yeah,
sort of already yeah. got and, it, really.
You know, you can literally just chuck it up in a ponytail to get it out of your way if it's getting annoying.
Yeah.
But if you're sweating maple syrup you, I mean, that I just mean, doesn't ever stop.
And also, you'd just be so sticky.
Yeah.
You'd get out of the shower
and
you'd
be
like, oh, God, I'm just stuck to myself. So, yeah, I think I'd go spaghetti for hair. That was just a little
spaghetti
teaser
for
of
hair.
Would you rathers there.
Yeah. That was very good, actually. I liked those.
Very good.
So send us more. Send us more,
send
would
us
you rathers.
More.
Send us your secrets or any other sort of dilemmas that you have going on in your life or anything you would like us to kind of have a chat through for you. Send us your rock band, racehorse or pornos because, you know, we're now one all, so we need to kind of get this show on the road. And, yeah. I mean, I can't believe we've come to the end of series five, Pat.
That's it. So we're not going to be around now for at least a month. At least a month. Maybe even 6 weeks. We're still in discussion about when we're going to come back. But Andrew and I are taking definitely a full month off. So we wouldn't be back until beginning of August for sure.
Yeah.
So, but you can still get in touch with us. You can find us both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Corden. Angie's at Ange Corden. You can find the podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Just search Finding the Funny Pod. Obviously, as Ange said a couple of times, throughout the show, send us your emails while we're away. Send us your emails.
Checking the inbox.
Oh, we will for sure. Finding the Funny Podcast at gmail.com. But that's it. Series five done and dusted in the bag.
Boom.
We are off on our summer holidays, but we'll be back in 4 to 6 weeks helping you to find more of the funny.